Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready for the craziest story you are going to hear today.
I am ready.
What if you found out you had long-lost family on the other side of the world?
Yeah, like back in the old country.
You got it. Family that wanted to come and spend time with you, reconnect, build a relationship.
Oh, my God.
That could be the situation we have here. But it could also be a scam.
Yeah.
But these people who live on Thorn Soul.
Thorn Soul.
They're not scamming for money. They're not scamming for citizenship.
What do they want?
They could be running a scam to get closer to Josh Allen.
So how does this work?
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF.
All right, buckle up.
Yeah, what's going on?
For the greatest story you're going to hear this week. Because, Kimmy, you have, you know some people who got, like, the surprise of a lifetime.
Whatever.
Yeah, so this happened a little while back, and I'm getting the story, like, secondhand, so I'm going to do my best to explain how this all came about.
Okay.
So a friend of mine, a couple I know, they told me that his mom had just recently reconnected with family that she did not know she had.
Okay.
So apparently this family from Germany reached out to her randomly and basically told a story about how her, I think it was like her uncle or something, was a World War II soldier. They had a baby. Well, obviously, he was American.
They're Americans.
Okay, all right.
So anyways, the connection is he had a baby with a woman overseas, and they are the branch of that woman's family.
Damn, and they didn't know about this kid.
And this is news to my friend's mom. She had no idea. Again, this was not done through, like, ancestry or anything. Like, this wasn't a DNA match, or this was just simply like, hey, I think we did some research and we're related to you.
So little Wilhelm's been running around not knowing his daddy.
But what an amazing story.
Yeah. It is.
That all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you have two generations of family that you didn't know about.
There's a connection.
On the other side of the world.
Yeah. So my buddy's explaining this to me. He says his mom, obviously really excited, because I guess she doesn't have a lot of family around here, so it's just like, she was just over the moon that, like, she now gets to, like, you know, experience a whole new family.
You got cool foreign relatives.
So she was like, she was like ready to go over and meet them and, like, do some traveling. And I guess he said that they insisted they come visit her.
Okay.
So she was like, great. Like, let me know when you want to come. Like, you can stay here. We'll, you know, we'll take you around. And that's when I guess my friend got a little suspicious.
Okay.
Because the whole time, and they did come, this was like late September, I think. He was like, I just can't figure out why they insisted on coming here. And he said that they brought like 10 people with them, I guess. Wow. And he's like, why would they want to experience Rochester, New York? Like, why wouldn't they want her to come meet them? It would just, he's like, it would just be easier way.
Sure.
So he's like, we've been hanging out with them. And like, the more I'm talking to these people, yeah. he's like, something seems off. Like the story, I can't remember if he said like the story kind of keeps changing or he really can't figure out the connection, you know. He's just like, something was a little weird and I couldn't figure out why. But he's like, but why would they scam my mom? They're not getting anything out of it, right? Like spending the money to come to Rochester. But then then I guess it got brought up that they are really, really big Buffalo Bills fans.
From Germany.
Yes.
How'd that happen?
Bills Mafia is everywhere, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, I guess so.
So they picked he also realized they picked the week to come when the Bills were home. I think it was the Saints game. And they all went to the game. Like, they all convinced his mom, like, let's all go to the game together. That should be fun. And then they left after that. So he's like, the only thing I can think, if this story isn't true, they just wanted a free place to stay to go to the
Bills
game.
Wait, so all 10 of those people stayed at her house?
I don't know if they all stayed there. Some of them may have stayed there. I'm not sure who stayed where. But I know it was a big group that came.
So the theory is that this German
he's
family.
Like, that's the only thing I can think of why
they made it
this
up.
Would be a scam.
They made it up.
But they would.
We don't know if they made it up. This is just a theory.
But the theory, okay.
There's no proof, I guess, that they are family right now.
So the theory is, if this is a scam, that somebody in that family, because they are such diehard Bills fans, picked a random Western New York woman.
Somehow found this woman and could explain a connection.
Only to have a place to stay annually to come and watch the Buffalo
Bills. But you would
also
know that they had family that served overseas that made a kid.
I guess it wouldn't
be that
hard
to find.
No, but like you also know you had a member of your family served in Germany.
That kind of information wouldn't be very difficult to look
at. I guess, but like...
I mean,
unless they tried it on a couple of families till they hit. That story made sense.
Well, no, I'm telling you, man, it's way easier than you think.
No, but if somebody reached out to me and goes, hey, man, your dad served over in Germany, I go, no, he didn't. I know where he served.
No, that's what I'm saying. You would be able to see who was deployed to Germany. All of this stuff is public
information. So they must have just done like a... bunch of rant and see, and they had one pop.
And who hit?
That's a lot of work just to save on a Holiday Inn.
I don't disagree with you.
Because they paid for all their trip over.
Only thing
they scammed on her was a couple of beds.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You know how expensive it is, especially when you travel overseas.
Bro, you know, the German mark doesn't go as far as you think.
And here's the thing. That woman probably like fed him and took care of him. And like,
So basically, they pulled your dad. Because your dad basically scammed an actual relative.
Yes.
Thinking like he liked her and just
he did actually like her because she allowed him to stay at her house.
But
didn't
he just like crash at her house in California?
Okay, so
went to the Super Bowl and bolted.
So, quick story, my dad got Super Bowl tickets for the Bills' third Super Bowl in Pasadena, California. Him and his four buddies, my neighbor and his cop buddies, went out to California. My mother had a great aunt,
great aunt,
whom I don't think my dad had ever met before. She lived in Pasadena. He and his four buddies stayed in their three bedroom house. For the whole week to go to the Super Bowl and pass.
And this isn't even, and he didn't even take your mother, and it's her relative.
Yes.
He scammed her relative and didn't even bring her to California for a trip of a lifetime.
This is true.
He gives it to his buddies.
So is this out of the question then?
No.
252 WCMF. It's all coming together now,
man.
Because Kimmy tells this story about these German folks coming over, you know, long lost relatives, baby that wasn't known about.
Yeah.
Turns out they're Bills fans. They went to the game. Brad says he knows these people. He's on CMF. Hey, Brad, how are you, buddy?
What's up, Tom? How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
These people came to my tailgate at the Saints game. They were bragging about how they had come over from Germany. They had been here for a little while. They were staying with family in Rochester, and
damn,
it was a life experience for them, and they became Bills fans from, I don't know, Twitter or something. And they found us. They said that they saw us on social media and had to come see the filing cabinets and everything.
Oh, Brad.
I would imagine they probably did all the traditional Bills stuff.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah.
Brad, did they feel scammy to you, buddy?
I mean, they were speaking, I could barely understand them because, you know, they got that thick foreign accent, so I couldn't tell if they were scamming or not. I see people from foreign countries all the time at the Bills games, so.
All right.
Did a thick accent there.
Yeah, because, you know, they're not from here. You're not from here. Yeah. All right, well, Brad, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right.
So yeah, wow.
That did nothing for us.
Wow, but
they had
still
a good time, I guess.
Damn.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Would you automatically trust someone who reached out to you from another country?
No. Because my parents would do this all the time. I tell you, like, you know, because, like, my, you know, we still, my father, you know, from Sicily, mm-hmm. and they had family in Rome, and they were always, like, coming over and stuff. You
sure,
know?
Yeah.
And he just ate it up. Like, I don't even know if these people were legit. You know what I mean?
Well, he was the one benefiting, though.
Well, no, but they were coming to stay with him.
Oh,
were,
I thought he was going there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. I told you that one time that weird Italian guy stayed in my room.
Oh, yeah.
I remember his name. His name was Italo. And
yeah, he was Italo.
Oh, yeah. He was Italo Edie.
It would have been way easier to scam back then.
Oh, no kidding. But he definitely was Italian. Like, yeah. I mean, this guy had every move. You know what I mean? He looked like out of a magazine Italian guy.
So, like, the idea of, like, long-lost family yeah. reaching out, it's become a semi-common thing with all of these businesses that can now connect us.
Well, those, mm-hmm. that Ancestry.com yeah. kicked it off.
Well, so whether you're building the tree just through the internet yeah. or swabbing your cheek, all of the sudden...
Are you supposed to swab your cheek?
Well, yeah, what, Italo showed you to do it the wrong way? I mean, if someone reached out, you would have to... It would be hard not to get excited, right?
Well, it would be... Sure. Curiosity would get to you. I want to see what they look like.
Yeah, right? There's that.
Do they look like your grandfather or your grandmother, something like that?
I mean, you also... They could help you unlock mysteries about yourself and the family that came before you. It's also really cool to be close with someone that has an accent. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Direct tie to that family.
But there would be 1,000 ways that this person could take advantage of you or rip you off, even if they were an actual member of your family.
Yeah, true.
Right? Like, Kimmy, it blows my mind in this story that these people had never met face-to-face, yet they were ready to fly here to
meet. Well, that's why my friend was kind of, like, suspicious of the whole thing. He didn't want to, like, say it to his mom, because she was obviously really excited about everything that was going on.
Sure.
But, like, after it was all over, he's like, you know, there were some holes in those stories that didn't really quite make sense.
Because, like, here's the thing. Let's say, take the Bills thing out of it. Yeah. Let's say they are actually family, right? Let's say they all fly over, mm-hmm. and they're going to stay at your house. You're going to live in that person's home for a while.
Yeah.
What if you don't get along?
Oh, well, then I guess you never see each other again.
No, but I mean, they're
going to
be there.
Well, at least there's an end date.
But there's 5 to 7 days, right? There's going to be culture shock. You could do things to offend them, vice versa. What if you realize in the first few hours, like, I don't like these people?
You may not. I mean, just, and I don't mean to say that in a mean way, but their culture's different. The way they cook, they clean, everything. You know what I mean? It's just different.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, I like to think of myself as a pretty open and giving person.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I could invite a long-lost Irish cousin I've never met face-to-face to live with my family for a week.
Yeah, you wouldn't know, like, what their standard of living is.
That's what I'm saying. You don't know really anything about it. Yeah. I will say this,
I don't know what to provide.
So, like, when my parents went over to Italy a couple of times, and back then my dad knew where the relatives were.
Okay.
So he would go see them, right? And my father's a huge mooch, right? He'd stay at their house, and we had a lovely time. We had a wine, a booze. They love us. They wanted us to stay for a month, you know? Like, but what my father wasn't thinking about, because the entire time they were there, and don't forget, like, a lot of these people didn't have any money.
Sure.
And my father's a loudmouth and likes to throw it around. So they thought he was rich. So the first thing they say is they want to come to America and they want to mooch off your ass.
Yeah.
And my father's not thinking that, right? Sure. Next thing you know, they're getting letters. We're coming. We want to stay with you. And now my father's like freaking out. Because some are coming over 3 or 4 at a time.
Yeah.
And he's starting to like, but he's got to put them up now because he went and mooched off their ass for a month. And he would get pissed when they left.
How so?
Well, you know, they're peasants over there. They have a little house. You know, I got a beautiful home over here. They took them out on the intercoastal. He went fishing. It cost me $100 that day just to take and fuel to ride them around. Like, he would get so pissed off not thinking these people are coming for you, bro.
252 WCMF, a friend of Kimmy's family, all of a sudden out of nowhere, World War II German family.
Yeah.
They were overseas as a GI. They may have created a child, and the ancestors of these children,
branch of that fam,
reached out and said, hey, I think we're related. They said, we'd like to meet. The woman said, okay, I'll come to see you. He goes, no, we'll come to see you. All 10 of them came over to Western New York. Turns out they were diehard Bills fans. They came in December.
Wow, what a story.
September, and they went to the Saints game. And there are now those in the family who may be thinking, hey, we don't have any proof that they're actual family.
But they got the whole American experience. They ate off a smoldering filing cabinet.
Would you feel obligated to keep connected to long-lost family? From halfway across the world?
I mean, if they keep reaching out to you, I guess you probably would, especially it's so easy now.
And I guess like the thing I was thinking too, after my buddy told me this story, is even if they weren't family, like if you really got along with these people and enjoyed their company, maybe you just keep in touch because you now made new friends.
Well, if it turns out they scam me to get a free place to stay, I don't want to be friends
with them. But what if you get to go over there and they put you up? I don't know.
Yeah, you could. It's a mutual mooch.
Oh, it's mutual.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there is a bit of irony in the rise of like the family tree, 23andMe, Ancestry.com stuff. Every single person listening to this show has family members locally that they avoid.
Yeah.
You don't want to see them. You don't want to speak to them. They annoy you. They're
sure.
Yet, those same
go out
people,
of our way.
We will scour family trees online to try
pay
and make
money.
Yes, connections with third cousins that are thousands of miles away on the other side of the earth. Like, you don't like the family you have now. What makes you think these people are going to be any
it's
different?
It's the accent.
Yeah.
Is that
it's
it? Charming.
It's
got to
be. It's charming. It's different. You know, they're from the old country. Like, you just think automatically they're
cool.
They're
going to be cool.
But that doesn't mean they got lame-ass people all over the globe, man.
And like the other thing is too, like you know, I'm all Irish. You are Italian and Dutch, and Kimmy, you're a mix of everything.
Yeah,
right. Like I do feel like if you are more than one ethnicity,
yeah,
like the hope is you meet family members from certain parts of your background because certain ethnicities feel cooler than others.
Well, certain places are more fun to visit.
Yeah,
that's probably what it comes down to.
Cool. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Better food.
But yeah, like if I have an English relative or an Italian relative, I mean, Italy sounds like the better vacation.
Mm, yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like if I have a German relative and a French relative, you know, France seems like the better place to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like,
no, I mean, there are more romantic, hipper, cooler places to be from.
Exactly.
Like if I go, yeah, man, I'm Dutch.
Well, no, I would love
I got
to go.
Dutch family.
I would love to go to Dutchland.
Well, you want to go to Dutch?
The Netherlands.
I got to even know if they do.
Didn't they have flowers and windmills and prostitutes.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, that's Amsterdam.
That's yeah.
Is that Dutch?
Isn't that Dutch?
Is that Dutch? I don't know. Is
Amsterdam
Dutch?
The Netherlands. I thought Dutch were the Netherlands.
Is that the Dutch?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
The wooden shoes.
They got the prostitution?
Well, yeah. That's why they had to legalize prostitution because they couldn't sneak around on the street because of the wooden shoes.
Oh.
Hey, hot stuff.
Yeah. You're right.
Thank you.
All right.
Goodness. The other thing that sucks, I have friends that have relatives that are Canadian. They were like natural Canadian.
Wait, all the way from Canada?
But that's what I mean. Like if you have family that's from like the northern part of Mexico or Canada, like to go home, like you have access to all the family,
yeah.
But like the trip back to see your roots is like a 45-minute drive.
Yeah.
Like that kind of sucks.
Yeah, you're still in the same time zone.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
As you like to say, I can watch the news and it's the same people.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Committing a crime takes balls.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a good thing, but you are putting your reputation and potential freedom on the line, betting you won't get caught doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, the story is nuts. And there was no way to get away with this. And it's not like you didn't know what you were taking.
Yeah.
So why, if the allegations are true, would anyone put themselves in this position for, I guess, the fun of it?
Oh, the thrill?
You're hanging out in the Breaker, brought you just Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Stolen cars were a big deal in upstate New York for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not so much anymore, but today we do have a stolen car story. It's not a Kia, it's not a Hyundai.
Yeah, what is it?
It's a cop car.
Wait.
Oh, that stands out.
This story starts in Oneonta, east of us.
Wait, all the way out there?
Troopers got a call.
Wait, they took a trooper car?
Yeah.
Could be they took a trooper car.
Those things are pretty badass, man.
Troopers got a call overnight for a burglary at a local repair shop.
Mm.
And it just so happened that this local repair shop was working on one of their police cruisers.
Okay.
When troopers got there, sure enough, the cop vehicle that was there for service had been taken.
Oh,
wait,
no.
They didn't know it was missing?
It was there in for service. The car was stolen, and they discovered it when they got to the burglarized repair shop.
Okay.
What are you confused by?
Wait. So the cruiser is there, and they know it's stolen?
Okay. Back up the truck.
What am I missing?
All right. There's a repair shop.
I got it. And the cruiser's there being worked on.
The cruiser is there being worked on.
Yeah.
The cops were unaware that that car had been stolen until they got to the repair shop.
That's my point. So they didn't know that one of their cruisers was missing.
Well, was it stolen overnight?
Yeah, it was stolen. Yeah, it was overnight.
So nobody was there when it was stolen.
Exactly. Yes. Right. Yes. They broke in and stole.
Don't they like count them at some point?
It was one car there being serviced at this mechanic's place. I'm confused as to why you're confused.
Well, I thought like as soon as one of these cruisers goes missing, they know it's moving. And why?
Apparently not.
Okay. Like, I thought they all had, like, GPS and, like, hey, this car is not supposed to be on the road right
Look,
now.
Look, I am surprised. Yeah. I was under the assumption these cars had GPS in them, but apparently not. Apparently they do not. Or maybe
Maybe that's something we ought to invest in on the next round of budget.
Maybe it's also something you have to turn on when you're in the car, like with the computer. Who knows?
All right.
But let's stop this story for a second, okay? Because someone stole a cop car.
Yeah.
A trooper vehicle. Let's imagine you're a criminal.
Yeah.
And you break into this mechanic's place. Would you be excited to have the car keys to a trooper's vehicle with no one else around?
Well, it's a badass car, man.
You're right about that.
Take it for a little spin.
Hauls ass.
But there are a couple of things I'd be worried about. One, it's obviously a cop car.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not like you stole a gray Honda Civic. There are a billion of those. These cars stand out.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. A little bit, yeah.
And there's no way to blend in anywhere.
No. Mm-hmm.
And I would also be scared this is a setup.
Oh.
If
like
I'm a criminal.
Like a trap.
Oh.
Yes. It seems too good to be true.
Okay. Take this, I dare you.
Exactly, right? Like, I would be afraid. Like, they are doing this to get me to take it so they can just arrest me as soon as I get in and they lock the doors on me. Also, the most fun thing about getting a cop car and driving it would be to speed with the lights and sirens on.
Oh, you got to open it up.
But that would immediately attract all of the attention to me.
Yeah,
which
you still have to.
Okay, well, whoever it was decided it was a good idea to take it.
Mm.
And the chase was on.
Okay.
Eventually, the trooper cruiser was located an hour away from where it was stolen.
Damn.
And when troopers found the car, there was someone inside.
Okay.
The person in the vehicle was taken in. They are being questioned by investigators. Right now, the investigation is ongoing. There have been no arrests yet, but this person could still be in custody while they're trying to figure out what the hell is going on here. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is the only reason to take this cop car for the thrill of the drive.
What else could you do with it?
That's what I'm trying to figure
out. That's all you could do with it. Just go have some NASCAR fun with it.
Okay, but then why are you with the car when it's not moving anymore?
Well, that was the bad part.
But no, but that's what I can't understand here is because I figure you got maximum 30 minutes to get all the fun, and that's even pushing it, to get all the fun you can out of that car, and then you got to ditch, run, and hope that none of your hair fell out while you were in that car, right? Because, like, you can't make any money with it.
No.
No.
Right? You can't flip it. No one's going to buy a cop car. You can't take it to your friends and impress people with it.
No.
Right? You can't take...
Well, you could do it quickly.
No, because...
Hey, I'm driving by in about 2 seconds.
But now you got witnesses.
Yeah, true.
You can't take pictures of yourself in it.
You can't pull
So it's strictly
over.
A joyride.
Well, I guess you could pull people over, but that's more people that are going to see you.
Exactly. Yeah. And by the way, if you pull someone over and another cop pulls up behind you, now you're busted, right?
Yeah.
It's safe to assume also that stealing a cop car is going to carry a heavier punishment than taking a regular car?
Yeah, of course that's it does.
Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
And, like, this is so weird. We don't have another story to go on.
No.
Of, like, what happened the last time was, someone stole a cop car.
Because it was a joyride, basically.
Yeah.
One hell of a joyride.
Right.
I hope it's a kid. Because if it's some old dude, that's really sad.
Well, most of the time, people stealing cars are younger people. Like, the older folks that steal cars are ones that are trying to grab them and flip them, and you can't flip
this,
a car.
I'm hoping this is some punk ass.
Unless they were going to break it down for parts, was that the plan?
They did drive it an hour away.
And you probably can't.
Well, why?
Well, because some of that stuff is, like, uniquely to a cop car.
Well, which is why you would take it out and put it in a car that is similar to a cop car. Because those cars, I mean, wait, so what do troopers drive right now?
I think they're Chargers.
Kimmy, can you Google what the New York State official New York State car is right now? Trooper car, thank you. Because, yeah, if you have a Charger and you want to get a piece that goes...
souped up.
That's what I mean.
Put it, you know what you put in there?
Bull Dodge barrel. Charger.
Okay.
Bull barrel.
So, like, all right, let me ask you mechanics out there. 252-WCMF, serious question. Are there pieces in Troopers Chargers that are only available to the New York State Police Department?
Oh, okay.
New York State Troopers. Because if that's the case, that's where you make your money. Is you've
souped up tranny.
You grab this thing, you hide it, you break it down, and you sell those parts for...
Okay, there you go. All right, there's a little motivation.
All right, but maybe that's why the person was still with the car.
Okay.
But if it's a joyride, you effed up so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So bad. 252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this story that happened just east of us. A New York State Troopers car was in a repair shop for maintenance.
Mm.
That repair shop was broken into overnight when the troopers showed up to investigate. Sure enough, that trooper's car was gone. It was eventually located an hour away with someone inside of it, although the person is yet to be arrested. They are being questioned. The investigation is open. Let me ask you a question.
What's that?
Let's say... I decide I'm going into a life of crime.
Okay.
Right? I just need a thrill
need
for
a dress
night.
For it.
I think this looks nice, by the way.
Is I'm this sure, not? I'm sure you did.
Is this not? What's wrong with this?
I mean, you did all your cut.
Nothing.
No, wait.
You look great.
Kimmy, what is wrong with I
don't know.
It's a flannel with fur, fuzzy stuff on it.
Oh, my God,
that's
fantastic.
It's cold out.
Very cold.
How does it feel? You like that?
What did I do?
Just saying. I get that all the time.
What did I do?
Now you're getting it from Tommy.
They're very nice.
Let's say, you know, I got my life's boring. I got my two girls.
Yeah.
I need a thrill. So I go and I steal a cop car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I pull into your driveway at 1 o'clock in the morning. I go, come on, check it out. Let's go for a ride. You coming with me?
I think about it.
Are you coming with me?
Might have to.
I'll say
you kidnapped.
Wait, you're gonna accuse me of another crime?
Yes.
He's in the back seat.
Maybe if we get pulled over.
Wait, I
kidnapped
you.
Oh no, he just threw me back here.
How far are we going?
You have a ring cam. They're gonna see on your ring cam that you voluntarily got in the car.
No.
Yeah, they would. You have surveillance cameras all over your property.
No, they get out of my yard. No, then
How would you explain to your wife where you're going?
Yeah, I guess none of this is gonna happen.
All right, let me ask you a
question. Thanks for waking me up for nothing.
All right, so let's say I pull in the driveway, you go, no, I can't come with you. Would you call the cops to let them know that I stole the car?
I will, but I'll give you a little. But do a burnout.
No, I'm not going to.
No, do a burnout.
Because your neighbors would also.
Yeah. They're going to.
My neighbors are in their 90s. The burnouts are in their pants.
Call the cops on the cops.
Yeah, light them up a little bit. See what it does.
Because, like, here's the thing.
What?
if it gets out that that cop car has been stolen, your neighbors see that that cop car was in your driveway, they're going to call the cops, and the cops are going to ask
for
your Ring camera.
You did me no good.
Well, no, I'm asking you.
I don't want you to come on my house at all now.
Okay.
Now I'm in trouble for nothing. I didn't even get a goddamn burnout.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
If a friend shows up at your house in a cop car at 1 in the morning, are you calling the cops to let them know the car is in your driveway?
If I don't know that there's a cop car stolen, you're saying like I would just call the cops because this is a suspicious situation?
Okay.
Probably not. I just figure they're going to get caught at some point.
So you're not calling the cops either?
If I'm not sure where they got it from.
What
I'm
do
not,
you mean?
Well,
where?
I'm
why?
Not,
where
I'm
else
not,
would I
auction
not,
at the cop car auction?
I'm not asking questions. I'm just saying no thank you.
There's no question you need to ask.
Wait. You stole a trooper car?
If I have a cop car,
that's pretty cool.
The only way I have the cop car is if I stole said cop car. And you're going to you think that when the police question you after, like, why didn't you call us? You're going to be like, oh, I thought he bought, maybe he passed the police academy last night.
Yeah, something like that.
But he didn't get his uniform yet. It was that new program, Car Before Gun, where you just, like, drive around and test it out and see how good you
are. Well, I see how you look in the car, you know.
Okay.
Go show it to your mom and dad.
You're
very
idiot.
Proud of you.
I got to say, man, the inside of a cop car is really fun and cool.
Yeah, because you've been in one with your dad.
The best part of my childhood.
Besides the candy wrapper.
The best part of my childhood was getting to go inside a cop car anytime I wanted.
Yeah.
And, like, that was, like, old, not as technological cop car.
Yeah, they got to be, like, a spaceship now.
Well, like, I remember my dad, when I was a kid, they had just gotten, like, those computers where you could, like, type in people's driver's licenses, right? And he'd be like, oh, let me show you how to do it. But he typed with one finger, so he looked like an idiot.
Oh, yeah,
was, like,
finger slam.
Caveman police officer computer in the car. But, yeah, man, I don't know. Okay. Like, you talk about how cool this is, right, driving the cop car. You can go get a cop car.
Well, you can get those old ones at auction.
And you could go buy a car that is essentially made into a cop car. But you think guys who drive those are douchebags?
Yes, I do.
So then
they're wannabe cops.
What's the deal here?
What do you mean?
Well, if me driving a cop car is cool, but buying a cop car to drive around makes you a douche, there's a disconnect there.
Yeah.
Because you could feel that coolness every single day.
Nah, because it's not the same.
Why is it not the
same? Because they pulled all the cool stuff out and they put your lame ass in there.
Are we sure?
Yeah, they can't give you all that stuff.
No, again, like, I don't know.
Oh, they got to take the supercharger out.
Again, you keep saying supercharger like it's a real thing. I don't know if that's a real thing.
A supercharger is a real thing.
No,
that's what built the NHRA.
What I'm saying is I don't know if there are pieces of cars that only go in troopers cars.
There's, like, fuel injectors and stuff like that.
Probably.
Kimmy, can we Google that?
What, like, am I Googling?
Super shifter.
is the engine to a cop car built differently than the engine to a standard car? No, like, could is
400
it
horse.
Is it illegal to go buy that stuff? Is the average cop car, like, if I buy a Charger off the lot, is it faster than a Charger, or is a cop Charger faster than a Charger?
I'm guessing that cop car is faster.
Again, how many times do we have to have the discussion if you start the sentence with, I'm guessing?
If you get a hold of a trooper car, you could take that right down to the drag strip and run pro stock, and then arrest the guy that you beat for speeding.
Long story short, yes.
Yes, see, I was right.
They could be, the engine could be built differently, primarily for durability and performance under demanding conditions.
Performance, buddy.
It could have a heavy duty cooling system.
Ooh, heavy duty.
Larger radiators.
Supercharger.
Shut up.
That's all part
and
of the
reinforced
supercharger.
Mounts.
No one has said supercharger.
Oh, you know what it has too?
What's that?
Them rammer things.
What? You're going to ram people? In a stolen cop car.
Why not? Have a little fun. A little bump and run.
Seems like there are definitely some differences.
But it does have that thing on the front.
So I have seen people with those that aren't cops.
What are they, just dicks?
No, I mean, they have them on, like, SUVs. What do they call those things? Cattle mover?
Cattle
catcher.
There's
a name for it, yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, that's on the front of a train. No, you've seen them on regular cars.
I don't think they're as heavy duty as those. Because those things have spikes on them, and they have gun mounts.
They don't have spikes.
So, like,
it's not Mad Max.
The headlights flash out, and then the guns come out.
None of these things are true. None of these things are true.
And then they can also, like, shoot at a smoke screen.
Shut up.
And an oil slick.
Shut up. It's not the Batmobile.
That's 007.
Doesn't. None of this matters. Hachi Roku writes us on Instagram. Duffy at WCMF. He says, when they sell a police car, they take the electronics out, such as computers, emergency lights, and siren, but the engine and stuff is the same as it was in service.
Oh, so you do get the souped-up car.
But again, we're just guessing. It's just one guy telling us that. Mm. I don't know. I mean, the only way to truly know would be to buy a police car at auction.
Yeah. See what you get. Probably get them pretty cheap.
Yeah, but they beat the hell out of those things.
Right? Well, yeah, I mean, they've been on the road for a few years. Yeah.
Well, and my old man used to just sit in air conditioning with the car on for hours at a time, idling. Like... Like the amount of pieces of sub that were all over the inside of that car for years and years and years. Like I always, you're laughing like I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. Like, you know, the back of cop cars are plastic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the idea was that was so like if somebody threw up or were bleeding, it was easily clean.
Also,
that's not the case. It's so police officers can eat ribs back there and nobody knows.
It wasn't for urine.
No, they call them the Lance Duffy seats, the Lance Duffy rib recovery seats because they had to replace so many C-Class seats due to barbecue sauce.
Officer Sauce.
Have you ever sat in the back of a plastic cop car seat?
Yes, I have.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Twice.
So uncomfortable.
And I've done city cop and state trooper.
Wow.
I've been arrested for drunk driving by both.
He did the whole tour.
And I did really good.
Jacob writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. Says, nothing makes me more annoyed than when someone drives a cop car that looks exactly like a cop car. They know exactly what they're doing.
It is annoying.
Yeah, they had that side lamp, too. Yeah, that floodlight thing.
But you've also said you wanted the side lamp.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Okay. Brush guards are the name of the things on the front of the car.
Yeah, you brush the hippies aside.
No, like the only thing that pisses me off about the folks that drive the cop cars that aren't actually cops, I think you're a cop behind me when we're driving.
You do.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
that's,
right? Like,
yeah. It freaks
you out.
Now I'm paranoid.
Yes, I'm doing exactly the
same. They look undercover. Right?
Well,
you're unmarked.
Yeah.
You would think you wouldn't want that because everybody's going to slow down every time you pull up on somebody.
So that was the
other. You're always going to be going under the speed limit.
That was the other funny thing. There was one time when I was a kid where I needed a ride to a football practice and my old man was just like, get in the car. So, like, everybody was doing 10 miles an hour, and it's like, come on, come on. All right, so the moral of the story.
What's that?
Do not steal a cop car.
Yes, leave them where they are.
And if you're going to eat ribs in it, eat in the back, like they told my dad.
Yes.
Let's take a break.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I don't know how this keeps happening.
What happened?
Well, I know this happens to every team, right? But it does, Kimmy, feel like for some reason it just happens more to us.
Yeah, because every time you think they're trending in the right direction, not so fast, buddy.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Your Buffalo Bills take on the Miami Dolphins on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And every Bills fan right now feels great.
Okay.
Right? Like, yeah, that two-game losing streak feels like a million miles away.
Oh, yeah.
You blow out the Panthers, you dominate the Chiefs on Sunday, and we are good to go for the rest of the season, right?
Mm-hmm. Who's down now?
Everybody.
What happened?
Everybody is gone. Ooh. All right, so the injury report yesterday, like I said, read like a CVS receipt.
Yeah.
The scariest did not practice yesterday would be running back James Cook.
Wait, he was fine.
No, he wasn't. So he got bent back on a tackle in the game. That has to be where he got hurt. He was getting taped and retaped throughout the entire game so he could keep going. He missed practice yesterday with foot and ankle injuries.
Ooh.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
If he is not 100%, there is no way they let him play in this game.
Oh, I don't think so, no.
Well, who's the other running back? I don't even know.
Ray Davis and Ty Johnson. What do you mean you never heard of them?
But you haven't seen him much because Cook's been on fire.
Yeah. I mean, you keep Cook out there. All right,
so then you got to go to Josh's arm.
Okay, well,
you got the best arm in football.
That sounds great, right?
Yeah.
Well, Joshua Palmer missed practice yesterday, did not practice again.
What about Dalton Kincaid?
Dalton Kincaid is there, but the reason that the tight ends work for pass receivers, Dawson and Dalton, is because James Cook is running the ball so well. And if you're not running the ball so well, all of a sudden those tight ends don't work as well anymore. It's how football works, stupid.
So mean.
And it gets worse. Also missing practice yesterday. Defensive end Joey Bosa with a wrist. Defensive end A.J. Epinesa with a concussion. Defensive tackle Daquan Jones with a calf. Keep in mind, they lost both defensive tackle Ed Oliver and defensive end Michael Hoyt for the season in the last 2 weeks. They have, like, no defensive linemen left.
So, but that necessarily all these guys are out.
Okay.
Some of them could play.
Joey Bosa has a history of injuries. So the Bills had said they were going to be extra careful with him to ensure that he is able to play in the playoffs. So I would guess they're going to be extra cautious with him. Concussions.
You can't.
Exactly. He has to be cleared by an independent thing. Okay. And Daquan Jones, this is his fourth week.
Yeah, it was the Atlanta Falcons game.
He tweaked his calf in warming up for the Falcons game.
Yeah.
All right. But the Dolphins are terrible.
Yeah, it's a divisional game. You're on the road.
I got that part of it, but they're not good.
Okay. Also, Bills defensive back Taron Johnson and linebacker Shaq Thompson, who both missed the KC game, did not practice yesterday.
But how are the backups? You don't even know, right?
Well, I mean, the backups perform well in Kansas City.
Yeah.
But look,
that's a good test.
When it comes to the D-line.
Yeah.
You're like out of bodies. It's not even a talent.
Yeah, but they got other guys.
I mean, no, they had to sign a guy off the practice squad just to play in the game at Kansas City. Because I kept trying to figure out who the F-72 was the entire game.
Oh, 72.
Well, he was the fattest man I've ever seen in my life, and he played great.
William Perry.
Can you Google who 72 is?
It's William Perry.
It's not William Perry.
I think it's the Fridge's kid.
He's dead.
No, the Fridge died?
Yeah.
No, he did not die.
Yeah. Well, he was recycled. What?
I fell for that.
Oh, 72's Landon Jackson.
Landon Jackson.
Yeah.
He was killed.
They changed his name?
The refrigerator Perry, he died. He was killed by Kate Bush. Here comes a fridge. Refrigerator Perry. No, like the Bills this week
had to
go out, they had to go out and sign two more defensive linemen just to have enough bodies to play in a football game.
But you cannot drop this game.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding, you can't drop this game. Kimmy,
Josh is just going to go crazy. Kimmy, he's going to have to win it on his back.
How do we have such bad injury luck, Kimmy? Why is this happening?
The Bills all season long have really been like very, very cautious with injuries, and I do wonder if it's because they know they have the Dolphins coming up, they're going to like let these guys take some time to get back
to the
field.
It's a dangerous game to play.
It is. It's a very dangerous game to play. But, I mean, these are guys that you're going to need later on, if they're kind of like 50-50 on giving it a go, maybe you tell them to take a break.
You're going to Miami at the perfect time temperature-wise.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be like that swamp they played in a few years ago where everybody almost died.
True. By the way, Miami is making them wear all blue, though.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, no.
No, that's a legitimate thing.
Yeah, but it's not going to be that bad.
Okay, fine.
Because there's actually a cold front coming through.
Kimmy.
I got family down there. They keep me updated.
Nobody cares. Kimmy.
No, but that's good. It's not...
Okay, you don't want to play in 90-degree heat.
The Dolphins get paid to play football too. Like they're not playing, you know, JV Aquinas. Like it's a professional football team with guys that have pride.
Still capable of winning a game.
Go win a game.
If you had pride, you wouldn't live in Miami.
You're just from there. I mean, it's
I don't know. And you say I have no pride.
What's there to be have pride in? Got no pride.
Is it just one of those years where the Bills are just getting unlucky with injuries?
Yeah, but every year, man.
He's not wrong.
Every year. This was supposed to be the years.
All right, nothing's over yet. Calm down.
Don't look good.
But it is. I mean, okay, like the one that really breaks my heart. Did you guys see the video the Bills put out yesterday?
Mm-hmm. No.
All right, so Michael Hoyt was that guy. He was suspended the first six games of the season. He came back for Carolina, played out of his mind the defensive end. He played in Kansas City out of his mind again. He blew his Achilles. So I wanted to play.
So he's out for the season.
He's out for the season. I wanted to play this video on the air, but the audio was too rough.
What, was he crying?
Need the captions.
Yes, he has a mic on him. He was mic'd up for the game. So he blows his Achilles on the field. He's like, ow, ow, ow. And the guy's like, you all right? He's like, no. So he's trying to walk himself off the field, and he can't.
I just saw this on Instagram.
So he goes down to one knee.
Yeah.
And they're trying to stop the game. And he's like, no, he's not letting the game get stopped. He's trying to sub himself off and walk off the field. He walks off the field. So it goes to a trainer, and they go, you blew your Achilles. And he curses. And they go, we're going to get the cart to bring around. He goes, can I stay? And they're like, what? He goes, I want to stay.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, yeah, you can stay here if you want. So one of the
Bills. Do what?
He wants to be there with his team.
Yeah, but you need to go have this thing looked at.
So.
I think everybody at that point knew what happened.
Oh. He's a veteran. Yeah. He knows the season's over. Yeah. So Connor McGovern, Bill's offensive lineman, comes over. He goes, I love you. And he goes, go F and win this game. So then it goes back to him. He's like, I want to go over there. And the guy's like, what? He goes, take me to where the defense is. I want to be with the defense. Like, I was like tearing up.
So they cart him around?
They pick him up, and he like hobbles over to go be with his teammates one last time before he's done.
It's very, very inspiring. At the same time, I wonder how many of those guys like are like, you serious? You just got here, man.
You put us in a hole.
Well, but he didn't do
it. No, I know, but it's like one of those things where it's like you just come back, and this is –
You guys are dicks.
Nah, I'm kind of with her, man.
Like, you know, like, if somebody comes in and starts being, like, inspo guy that just got here, you're like, all right, settle down,
but
buddy.
But here's the thing. He's backing it up. He's been their best player the last 2 weeks. Yeah. Has he not?
All right.
Yeah. Like,
sounds kind of annoying.
Oh, my God. You're the most annoying man I've ever in my life.
Well, thank you.
Super annoying. Shut the F up.
Like, if somebody came in this room, some new person, let's say we got a producer, right? And they were like, wow, you guys are doing really, really great. Let's keep up with this attitude and this effort. Yeah. I just want to see you give it all every day. We'd be like, shut up, twerp.
He's a veteran.
Twerp.
He's a veteran.
He's a veteran twerp.
Okay.
He's a big old muscular twerp.
I hope
we hate positivity.
You guys hate positivity. I love this thing, man. My heart was broken. I thought this was the most inspiring thing. No, you didn't. You're being a jerk.
No, I did. From a fan's point of view, I just wonder, you know, with his coworkers, if they're like, shut up.
Connor McGovern looked him in the face and said, I love you.
Well, somebody had to go over and say. He probably lost a bet. Somebody go, just go talk to him. He's just sitting there whimpering.
All right. You're an idiot. I'm going to make a prediction now, and I hope that I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What?
The fact that James Cook missed a single practice this week means he does not play. They're not going to F with that.
But you do have two guys backing him up.
Yeah, sure. I mean, look,
we're going to see how that goes.
Ray Davis had a great rookie season. Mm-hmm. He has not had that same season this year, but he also hasn't had the opportunities.
Yeah, right.
So maybe that. And they also love Frank Gore Jr., who was on the practice squad.
Okay.
I would imagine he's the one that gets
elevated.
Get
Gorsy up here.
So that would be fun.
I love you, man.
He is also from Miami.
Oh,
he's a Miami boy.
He's from Miami Gardens, so that would be a nice homecoming for him. And I'm
look
sure,
at that.
I think his dad still lives down there, former Bill Frank Gore. So you would have the opportunity to watch your son play. So that's kind of fun.
Be so emotional. What?
Let's take a break.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.